You're listening to an audio production of Xiao Jin's Heir, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. Xiao Jin was one of the best kings you probably never heard of. The reason why he was so great is because he served his kingdom for his people and not for himself. He did have one of the largest dwellings and many people served him, only because he dedicated most of his time in figuring out ways to improve the quality of life for his people. So that left him with no time to take care of his own garden and hunt for his own food. He knew the names of all the people who served him and names of everyone in their families. He even made sure they were also very well taken care of, mainly because they were taking the time to take care of all the things he couldn't, and they didn't have time to take care of themselves. Xiao Jin's kingdom spread far and wide. He gained his kingdom not through war or violence, but through simply speaking with other kingdoms across the land. When those other kingdoms started seeing how well they'd been treated, they often relinquished their land to Xiao Jin and his rule. People in his land were never hungry, and never had to feel the hate of war, and prospered so much that everyone in his land had the ability to pursue whatever dreams they wanted. Xiao Jin realized that because he spent so much time working for the people and making sure their lives were the best he could give them, he never had time to get married and start a family of his own. There was nobody to pass his kingdom and knowledge down to. After pondering for a long time how he's going to keep his kingdom safe and running long after he's gone, he came up with a brilliant idea. He was going to find someone in his kingdom who had the same values as him. He would then take that person under his wing and teach him everything he knew to run a great kingdom. So Xiao Jin had posted throughout his kingdom that there was going to be a contest. The winner of the contest was going to become his legal heir. Some people were scared and nervous at this idea because there could never be anyone as great at running a kingdom as Xiao Jin. His heir would probably run the kingdom into the ground and serve only for himself. Xiao Jin assured his kingdom that this contest would be sure to find the right person to take over for him after he's gone. The contest simply stated,
"All those who enter the contest must be no younger than 8 years of age, and no older than 10 years of age, and must be present at the front of Xiao Jin's dwelling on the morning of the full moon."
That was it. No other rules or regulations were set for the contest. Families from all over his kingdom, with a child younger than 10 years of age, but older than 8 years of age, made their way to Xiao Jin's dwelling. There were literally hundreds of kids all lined up in front of Xiao Jin's dwelling that morning. Morning broke, and Xiao Jin came out to greet the kids and their families. He addressed the crowd.
"I will be giving each one of these glorious children a task. Whoever accomplishes this task will be welcomed into my heart and into my home, to learn from me all that there is to become the best leader they can become, and hopefully challenge me to become even better in my remaining years."
Everyone seemed excited to find out what the task was and begin as soon as possible. Xiao Jin addressed the crowd again.
"I will be giving each child a seed. In 5 years' time, on the eve of this full moon, each child will present what their seed has produced. Whichever child presents the best product of this seed will become my heir and welcome into my house."
Everyone looked at one another saying, "That's it? That's all he's going to do to pick the heir of his kingdom? He must be going crazy in his old age." So one by one, each child was presented a seed from Xiao Jin's helpers. Each family then hurried off to their respected homes to plant the seed and take the best care of the seed as they could. Several months had passed. Each family that received a seed noticed nothing was growing. They had fertilized the plant, watered it, some even sang to it, but nothing was happening. Several families started to worry and figured they were given a bad seed and planted another one in its stead. As more and more families found out what others were doing, they started to do the same. They all planted a seed that started to grow. Each one of the families prided themselves on how big and strong their plants have become. Some of the families even started getting a tribe of followers backing them, helping them to take care of their seeds. 5 years had gone by, and on the eve of the full moon, families from all over Xiaojin's kingdom started making their journeys to the front of his dwelling to present their magnificent plants. Xiaojin stepped out of his dwelling with wide eyes and a great smile on his face. He looked around, seeing what all of the children have accomplished within the 5 years. He walked up and down the rows of kids, presenting their extraordinary plants and trees, congratulating each one of them for a job well done. Xiaojin had finally gotten through everyone that had come to present their accomplishments. He took his place in front of the crowd and began to speak.
Each one of you had an extraordinary task ahead of you. Each one of you had help from your families and friends to take a tiny seed and grow it into all these glorious plants you have presented me today. I want you all to be proud of yourselves, proud of your families for helping you accomplish this task. I would have a difficult decision ahead of me to choose which one of you is going to be my legal heir. However, unknowing to all of you, you have made the decision for me. There is but one child amongst you that will be joining me and eventually taking over my kingdom. Before I announce who that child will be, I want you all to look around at all of you have accomplished. It is not just me who has made this kingdom great, but all of you. When you all have a task to do and work together, anything can be done. However, there is one thing that makes a true leader. One thing that makes others want to follow someone else. One thing that makes others want to be better. With that, I'd like to present to you the winner of the contest.
Xiaojin walked down to the crowd, looked up and down the rows at each one of the contestants, and stopped for a moment. With an almost saddened look, he saw a small dark-haired girl standing there with just a pot of dirt and a tiny stem of a plant in her hands. She was dressed in what most would say was little more than a burlap sack with some hand-stitched designs on it, with a shell necklace. The small dark-haired girl was standing there with tears in her eyes as Xiaojin approached. He stopped to speak with her.
"Little girl, why are you crying?"
asked Xiaojin. The little girl replied,
"I have failed you. I took the best care of the seed I could, but all that I had grown from it was this tiny plant. I made sure to fertilize it and water it every day. I even spoke to it words of encouragement. But it never grew, not until just recently."
Xiaojin asked the girl,
"You did this every day for 5 years and didn't give up? Even when you saw everyone else had these great big plants and trees?"
"Yes, sir,"
replied the little girl, still sniffling, fighting back her tears.
"I have failed you. I'm so sorry, sir. I don't know what happened."
Xiaojin had a great big smile on his face.
"Little girl, what is your name?"
"Tahara Yi,"
replied the little girl. Xiaojin asked Tahara Yi to follow him up in the front of the crowd. Everyone started to mumble. Some even started to laugh, noticing all she was carrying was a pot of dirt with a tiny stem of a plant inside. Xiaojin then began to address the crowd.
"This little girl, her name is Tahara Yi. She had come to present to me her plant. She has told me that she has fertilized this plant, watered it, even spoke encouraging words to it. Yet it didn't grow for 5 years, until just recently it started to grow."
By this time, Tahara Yi had her head down in embarrassment, tears running down her cheeks.
"She will be the one welcome into my house."
A shocked look fell across the face of everyone in the crowd. None more shocked than Tahara Yi.
"You see,"
Xiaojin began to speak again,
The real test of a true leader is to never give up, even when nothing seems to be happening. To keep trying, even though all seems lost. Most importantly, to be honest when everyone else is telling lies.
People began to mumble around in the crowd, looking at one another, knowing very well each one of them had replaced the seeds with another to try and impress Xiao Jin with a magnificent plan. Xiao Jin continued,
"The seeds each one of you have received was that of a bamboo tree. A bamboo tree needs time to grow. It will not leave its place in the earth until it is ready, until it has had enough love and nurturing from its surroundings to break through the ground. Once it does, it will grow faster and become stronger than anything else around it. It can be used in so many ways to accomplish so many things. It is only within those first 5 years' time, patience, love, will the bamboo gather enough strength to accomplish all these things. The fact that Dahara Yi has given this seed all that it needs and was honest about what she had done has made her to be the right one to be the heir of my kingdom."
Being the great leader that he is, Xiao Jin continued to speak.
"This does not mean that everyone else did anything wrong. You all had a task ahead of you to accomplish. Each one of you thought you were doing the right thing. Each one of you gave your full effort into accomplishing something great. Many of you came together in a common goal. That is exactly what this land needs. People like you to work hard and come together to accomplish great things. However, you did all those things for your own benefit, in hopes of one of your children will become my heir. Dahara Yi has proven, with this tiny stem of a plant, that she will be patient with you. She will provide all the nourishment you need. She will give you words of encouragement when all seems lost. And most important, she will be honest with you, so that one day you too will grow fast, become strong, and find your purpose within the world."
With that, the crowd erupted with a joyful celebration. They even started chanting Dahara Yi's name. As a reminder of the lesson Xiao Jin had taught the people that day, he had everyone plant their extraordinary plants and trees together in a garden just outside his dwelling, leaving a space in the center for Dahara Yi's plant. Days later, Xiao Jin and Dahara Yi planted the tiny stem of a plant, and in just 3 months, a huge bamboo tree stood, towering over all other plants and trees. You have just listened to an audio production of Xiao Jin's Heir by CampfireStoriesAndSmore.com.